and NPR's Mike Pesca, also at the Capitol today and outside that Senate caucus room earlier, the one David mentioned. Mike, what are you hearing?
Yes, David and I were in the same scrum, apparently. I guess I didn't see him there. But, you know, just like David said, there was Mitch McConnell, there was Harry Reid, there was, in the hall afterwards, Carl Levin hobnobbing with Susan Collins, the lion lying down with the lamb, et cetera, et cetera. But I had a question for all the senators I spoke with, and my question was, how do we make this a do-something Congress? First up, answering this question, is Senator Chris Dodd. He will chair the Banking Committee, and he divulged a little bit of what was said in that meeting he just got out of.
Senator Kennedy made a very good point, that when it isn't a question one side wins, one side loses. If you do worthwhile things here, everybody wins. The politics will sort themselves out.
And Senator Dodd added that he had never passed a significant piece of legislation without a prominent Republican backing him, co-sponsoring him. He talked about his agenda, and he mentioned the name Richard Shelby. He called him Dick Shelby. He said, Dick Shelby and I work well together. Dick Shelby's an easy guy to work with. And what I think might be notable is if I was asking those questions to Richard Shelby 2 years ago, I doubt he would have been saying the name Chris Dodd quite so often.
Well, are you saying it's all just sounding the theme of bipartisanship?
There's something to be said for sounding the theme of bipartisanship, because if that's not even there, you're in big trouble. And of course, that'll be the first thing, especially on day one, out of senators' mouths. But we did hear some deeper, dig a little deeper, and you'll hear statements like this. Here's Carl Levin of Michigan. He will be chairing the Armed Services Committee.
You can't give up, though, the main point here, which is that elections have to count in a democracy, and that this election sent a very dramatic message about change of course, I believe, not just in Iraq, but also domestically.
All right, Mike, two Democrats. What about Republicans?
It is important to note that the party in charge has a little bit more of a bias of calling for bipartisanship when you think about it. Because if the party in charge is setting the agenda and then they say, let's have bipartisanship, it just means, oh, you other guys, just agree with us, pass our agenda. So the party that's not in charge has to be the opposition party for a democracy to work. I asked John Cornyn, he's a Republican from Texas, my question, what do we do to make this a do-something Congress? And I acknowledge, you know, you might reject the implication that the previous Congress was a do-nothing Congress. Here's how Senator Cornyn answered.
No, I embrace the premise. If there was one of the messages that we got out of this election is that people are tired of us shouting past each other and want us to talk to each other. And the time bomb of demographics, particularly as dealing with some of the big issues like Social Security and Medicare, are going to keep ticking and get worse every day that we neglect to deal with those.
It is day one. Senator Cornyn said there's hope, there's optimism. Let's hope that there's hope on day one. But as he was saying, and to his credit, he's talking about the tough issues where hope won't be enough. I was just thinking, let's check in after maybe there'll be a tough Supreme Court appointment. Maybe there'll be a knockdown, drag-out battle on abortion or gay rights or the war or an issue that's central to Senator Cornyn, immigration. Let's check in there and see how much hope sustains this Congress.
The spirit of bipartisanship with Mike Pesca on the Senate side of the Capitol today. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.